your hit, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna.
Kia ora.
Who have you got over here by the bookshelf with you today?
I have a special guest with me today. I've got Anne O'Brien, who's the festival director of the Auckland Writers Festival.
Kia ora. I thought you said you had Anne O'Brien, the festival director of the Auckland Writers Festival. This gung-ho festival that's about to kick off in Auckland. What, just here with you?
She's here. She's right here. Can you hear her voice?
Here I am.
There you are. Kia ora. Hi. Thanks for coming to BFM.
Hey, my pleasure. Nice to be here.
So the Auckland Writers Festival is New Zealand's largest literary event. There's 200 events, 230 of the world's best writers and thinkers, and 75,000 festival goers. It's coming. It's coming on the 13th of May, 13th of 19th to May. So now's the time to book your tickets.
So that's only like 6 days to get 230 of the world's greatest writers. And what else? What are the other big numbers you're throwing around?
75,000 festival goers.
Good God.
It's a little festival. Quiet festival at the bottom of the world.
Just goes to show you, books are still popular, aren't they? You
they
know,
are.
A good read's very popular.
Yeah, no sign that that's going away at all.
You've got some Jenna, you go ahead. You've got your... You're on fire. Go, Jenna.
Well, thinking with specifically a BFM audience in mind, I think that some people think that the festival is a bit boomer-oriented, which I was wrong, but can you explain, eh?
Sure, because across that event, what we're trying to do is something for everyone, and it's about creating any around conversations about things that entertain you, things that evoke you, the things that challenge you, the things that worry you, and bringing everyone into the room, because if we're not all having that conversation, then there's no point in having it at all. So we are absolutely setting out to make sure that these are events for everybody.
Cool.
Well, let's talk about some of the big hitters you've got coming. Are we going to have time to go through all the big hitters?
I can do a quick 20-minute spiel, but you might want to ask some questions in the middle.
Well, I was thinking that because, you know, we've got a lot of music fans who listen here, so we could start with the music themes.
Yep, start with Jeff Tweedy from Wilco.
Indeed, exclusive to New Zealand, one night in Auckland, where he's going to talk in conversation with Alex Behan, and then he's going to play three songs. And then he's on his way to Australia. So he wrote a memoir late last year called Let's Go So We Can Get Back. And this is kind of a fantastically exciting, it's a real coup for us. Also in the evening slot, we've got Shane Carter, of course, whose memoir's
another beautiful musician.
Memoir coming out next month for Victoria University Press. Dead People I Have Known, indeed.
Wow.
So there's a great musical theme. I mean, we also sort of dip into the musical theatre arena. So for those of you who love that, Dear Evan Hansen, sort of the Broadway hit musical of the moment, which is about to go into the West End as well. We're going to do a special event. They've made a book out of that musical. And the guy who wrote it, he's also a musician in his own right, recorded a number of albums, and actor, Tina Fey's boyfriend on 30 Rock, and he's going to talk about that book. And Dear Evan Hansen's about kind of anxiety and a young kid who's not connected to the world and through a series of quite tragic events finds a place to belong. And then we're going to have four performances from the musical with the National Youth Theatre of Auckland.
Oh,
singing.
Cool.
Yeah, amazing.
My brother's going to be losing his business about Douglas Copeland coming.
Generation X. I know we're talking about the boomers, but it's okay. That reaches across the divide, doesn't it? He is the man who wrote the novel that popularised that term. Yeah, Canadian, also a visual artist. So he's also doing a free lecture. So a third of our program's free. And he's doing a lecture called I Miss My Pre-Internet Brain. And he's interested in the way we see the world post-digital.
Ooh.
And so he's going to talk about that with reference to his own visual arts practice.
Wow, fantastic. You got Witty Hiromaya, Fiona Kidman, Vincent O'Sullivan, Ray Delaney, Paul Morris, Marilyn Waring, the Right Honourable Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's going to be in there.
Indeed, 8:15 a.m. Friday morning, Stardust and Substance, and that's a book that's written every 3 years out since the MMP started. Stephen Levine, a political scientist, has edited a book talking about that election campaign with lots of contributions, and she's a contributor. Of course, 2017, an extraordinary year. And so
I
she's
didn't know it was done
every
election.
Every election.
Wow, and so it's MMP.
This is just a perfect time to actually bring her to the stage.
That would be quite, I bet when they wrote that, they thought they had it all organised, and then suddenly,
talk about election campaigns that kind of go rogue.
Exactly.
Like, who thought it was going to play out like that? Crazy.
You've got, say, the founder of the hip-hop Shakespeare company?
Yeah, Akala. Yep. So he's a rapper, hip-hopper. Yeah, he's also part of a Times best book called Natives and Climb the Ruin Pyre. So he really kind of vibrant, strong voice about the way he treats people of colour. And that thing that comes through a lot of festivals. So we have a forum, a University of Auckland Field Forum, usually a current affairs discussion on the Wednesday night. And this year, and this was just pre-Christchurch, we launched this programme. It's about everyday acts of racism. We want to talk about those ways in which people of colour experience the world in a way that we do not, and we don't even sort of often know or acknowledge. So yeah, there's a lot of those threads weaving their way through this program.
What about the what about the Bill Gates book, the Bill Gates championed book, the Factfulness? Tell me a little bit about that, by the Swedish writers.
Okay, so there's a foundation in Swedish foundation. They're interested in the ways in which we form our opinions of the world, and it's that actually most of their opinions, and they're not based on facts. We make a number of assumptions. And so they, Hans Rolling was founder, and he's co-wrote the book with Arnold Durenor. He's longer alive, but they are coming to talk about these common mistakes we make. And it's a truth, such a kind of sort of ethereal idea at the moment, what I mean. And we've also, of course, got Jill Abramson, who was the first female executive editor of the New York Times, written a book called Merchants of Truth, about that sort of intersection of business and editorial and the digital and print medias, but also found herself in the middle of a controversy, having been accused of plagiarism, not getting her facts straight in the book. So she's going to talk about both of those things on stage with us.
One event that I think is really awesome and it's free is the literary Lawn Street event. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. So every year we try and have sort of like a little lit crawly thing in the streets of Auckland free. So we have five or six pop-up events that are happening. They take about 15 minutes each and they happen four times over the course of the evening. And you just wander the streets and pop in. And so literally lawn is what we're calling it. Last year it was Call on O'Connell and the year before that it was Walk on High. And so there are six events. So we've got people writing letters back to James K. Baxter in the foyer of the St. James Theatre, that old building. I've never been in it, actually. I'm really excited to go in. We've got Liam McIlvaney, the Scottish crime writer, who's written us a short 500-word crime story, which we're going to write with ultraviolet pen and put on the floor in the stack room of the library down in the basement.
What are you people doing? there's alchemy going on here. There's strange. Watch out for writers, eh?
Yeah. Poems and cookies out of the receptionist on Lawn Street, some storytelling.
What the hell?
You name it, we've got it. Cool. That's the thing about a 200 event program. We can do anything.
And then also, what Kate Raworth, her book's become really popular at Time Out. Donut economics.
Yeah, I mean, she's really amazing. She's an economist out of the UK, Cambridge educated, and she's got this theory called donut economics, which is if we're going to survive on this planet, we have to live within the donut. So if you think in your mind about a donut, the hole in the middle is the pressure from the inside that comes if we don't meet social needs, we don't feed people and house them and clothe them. And the pressure from the outside is actually the limitations of planetary existence. We don't deal with climate change, etc. So we're going to implode unless we live within the donut. And so she's come up with this theory where growth is not the primary driver and it's about sustainable economic development.
Interesting, such a popular book too at your store there, Jenna, isn't it?
It says good things about our customers,
yes,
doesn't it?
Good forward-thinking customers.
I was thinking of questions to ask you, and I just want to know, how do you manage your reading? As a festival director, you have so many authors to keep an ear on and what's coming out and how do you do it? When do you
read?
Well,
there are some tricks, actually. Yeah? I mean, what I always say, I can't believe I'm saying this on air, as a festival director, the number of books you read from page one to page 352 are actually quite limited because you do, I mean, I'm obviously doing a whole lot of stuff. I'm reading The New Yorkers and I'm looking at blogs every day and I'm talking to people in bookshops, in the street, over dinner about what they're reading, what they're excited about because I'm garnering a lot of ideas.
You did a bit of reading before. Hand to the whole of your life.
A little bit of it, yeah. I always tell the story. So my first memory of buying a book was I won a Sunday newspaper colouring in competition.
Oh, cool.
And I got a voucher from, I think it was London Bookshops or something like that. And I had a $5 book voucher and I went to Lambton Quay, I'm a Wellingtonian, and I bought two Miffy books, Dick Bruno Miffy books. I remember that to this day. They've been there. So what I do is
Look what's happened.
Yeah, I know, I've turned into some kind of boffin. It could have been seen from the beginning. But yeah, so I'm looking for quality, I'm looking for ideas, but once, if you invite someone and then they say no, you have to put that book down because there ain't enough hours in the day to keep reading that. So I take this there's about a week at Christmas where I actually say, okay, I'm just going to read these things because I love them and it doesn't matter that they're not coming or they're never getting on a plane or they're dead or whatever, I'm just reading these ones. It's a juggling act.
Good job. Cool. So when is the festival on?
Festival runs 13 to 19 May at the AAT Centre and Environs in Auckland. As I said, a third of the program's free. Just come down your queue. The rest is ticketed, low price points, including student prices for everything and really cheap, good ways to get tickets.
Where do we go to get them?
Get amongst it. Ticketmaster, online, or go to our website and track your way through there.
Yep. Have a good look at the catalogues. There's tons of things on.
And there's lots of catalogues around, so keep your eye out. And it's also online. And I have a hot tip for free events. Line up about half half an hour before. Just bring a book with you, read it in the line.
Just prove that you're into
and,
books.
And just yeah. get yourself in that free event.
Fantastic but, friendships have been born in those queues. Yeah. Let me tell you, people who've never met each other before, it's worth it.
I wonder if there's been any marriages.
We should actually let's check.
I forgot to bring my book.
One of us
snuggle up and have a little look at reading your one.
Well, thank you so much, Anne, for coming. We're so excited about this festival, and we just encourage everybody to check at least one or two.
Can people come to Time Out and hassle you about what things they should go to?
Yeah, come and ask us and let us know what we're going to. You might see us there and what our favourites
and
are.
And I would also say, always go to something you don't know anything about, because actually there are great delights to discovery at a festival as well.
That's
as
what the world's all about.
Love.
Yeah, cool. Hey, thanks for coming in, Anne. Good luck
Welcome.
At the festival. And,
thank you.
And of course, the next year's 20th anniversary.
The next year's 20th anniversary.
Thanks,
building up.
Bye.
See you next
time.
Loose Reads. 95